A glimmer of hope, nothing more, nothing less. That's how the German Chancellor Angela Merkel summed up the latest ceasefire agreement for eastern Ukraine. After marathon talks between Russia and Ukraine, brokered by the German and French leaders, the two sides agreed to a deal to take effect this weekend. The agreement, reached in the Belarusian capital Minsk, foresees the withdrawal of heavy weaponry from the front line, as well as the creation of a buffer zone. Europe correspondent Barbara Miller reports.
It wasn't, the Russian president said, the very best night of his life. But after 16 hours of talks, a ceasefire agreement for eastern Ukraine was reached between Vladimir Putin and the Ukrainian president Petro Poroshenko. The blame game continued. By the way, speaking of why it took so long, Vladimir Putin said, it was because authorities in Kiev refused to speak directly to the representatives of the self-declared People's Republics in the East. Petro Poroshenko was equally bullish.
I can say that everything was difficult, and in fact, various unacceptable conditions were put to us. Conditions of retreat, of surrender. We did not succumb to a single ultimatum.
Under the deal, heavy weaponry will be pulled back from the front line, a buffer zone will be created between the two sides, and there will be a prisoner swap. The Minsk talks were brokered by the French President François Hollande and German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Towards the end, President Putin also put pressure on the separatists so that they agreed on a ceasefire from Saturday at midnight. I'm under no illusion, and we are under no illusion, that a lot of work is still necessary.
As they sat on their tanks smoking, Ukrainian soldiers on the front line were unimpressed. I don't think anything will come of it, this soldier said. At a meeting of European leaders in Brussels, the British Prime Minister David Cameron was also cautious.
If this is a genuine ceasefire, then of course that would be welcome. But what matters most of all is actually actions on the ground rather than just words on a piece of paper. And I think we should be very clear that Vladimir Putin needs to know that unless his behaviour changes, the sanctions we have in place won't be altered.
Minsk Mark I brought only a brief reduction in hostilities. Soon the fighting that has claimed more than 5,000 lives picked up again. No one is holding out too much hope that Minsk Mark II will be different. Certainly not the residents of the beleaguered city of Donetsk. Everyone wants the killing to stop, this man says. But he says, I'm hoping for the best and expecting the worst. This is Barbara Miller reporting for AM.